1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
On the show, Dean Wheeler is with us. He publishes a newsletter called Bravo Psycho-Ops Newsletter, the insider information newsletter on the American military's war on terror. I always think it's interesting to get inside information. We can get inside the heads of the military planners, inside the FBI, the guys that are doing battle against terrorists here on the home front, inside the minds of those in the CIA. And Mr. Wheeler, we welcome you to our program because you have a newsletter. You seem to have information that a lot of people don't have.
Well, Phil, it's something that's been interesting to me for a lot of years, but I know some things. There's no doubt about it.
Tell us what you know. Do you know about this Chandra Levy situation?
Oh, yeah, I do. I think there's some stuff that you're going to find out about that that's going to be very interesting.
Do you know?
You know, I've got some information. I probably really shouldn't be telling you. I tell you what I'll do. I know that you're going to have me on for a few minutes. Let me just kind of push that to the back burner if I could, Phil. But I got a few things to tell you about the Chandra Levy case. There's no doubt about it.
All right. What about? So you promised that you'll.
I'll get to that a little bit later on. I want you and I want all of your listeners to just sit tight and don't rush it. But I got insider information, Phil, that would literally curl your hair.
Really?
Absolutely.
All right, well, you publish an insider information newsletter on America's war on the military. Can you tell us, what's next?
Well, we've collected information that America is, we're going to plan a big one. We're planning a big move.
Against who?
Well, I shouldn't tell you, but I will. Let me just say this. It's against a country that we don't like, that is in the Middle East, and they wouldn't come as a big surprise.
Well, can I go ahead and say what the country is?
I tell you what you can do, Phil, and this is I use this with reporters. If the answer is yes, I won't say anything. If the answer is no, I'll say no. So ask me a question that can be answered with a yes or no.
Ask you a question that can be answered with a yes or no.
Yeah. And if the answer is yes, I won't say anything.
All right. Is the country Iran?
No.
Is the country that we're going to attack Saudi Arabia?
No.
Is the country Iraq? Okay, then that's a yes.
Right.
Okay. So you're saying that we are planning a strike against Iraq, but everybody knows that.
Yeah, but I know when it's going to take place. And it's going to take place this summer. I have information that I collect from different sources.
Who do you know? It's always interesting to me, people on the inside. Who do you know?
Well, Phil, I know people in all walks of life, but basically I know people in the military. I've got friends and contacts at the high levels of the Pentagon. I have a couple of inside sources at the FBI. I know people in the police. I also know people in organized crime, Phil. So, you know...
Are you afraid that you'll compromise America's war on terror? That you could get men killed? I mean, you've just predicted or said that America is going to strike Iraq.
Well, I want to say that's not a prediction. That's going to happen.
America will strike Iraq this summer.
This August.
This August.
That's right.
And you know... And aren't you afraid?
Well, Phil, my feeling is you decide. I collect the information. I publish it. Then you decide. It's not up to me.
Where do you get your information?
Well, I have contacts. I know people in the government. I know people in the FBI.
You said the organized crime connection, right?
I know people in organized crime.
Are they going to have any kind of a hand in America's war on terror?
I'd rather not say for the purposes of not compromising my contacts, but you would be surprised at things that I know. I also have some information, and I really shouldn't be telling you this because it might put some of our agents, especially deep cover agents, at risk. But I have information, Phil, that we're going to give India the green light.
We're going to give India the green light for what?
Let me ask you this. Do you like mushroom soup?
Mushrooms. You mean nuclear?
It's already in the pipeline. Washington.
We're going to give India the green light to use nuclear weapons against who? Pakistan?
Washington's going to look the other way if India wants to use the nuclear alternative against Pakistan. That ad information is strictly level four stuff. That's need-to-know basis.
You're kidding.
No.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. And you say you have inside stuff in this Chandra Levy situation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You would, Phil, let me tell you something. You would pay me big, big, big amounts of money to know the stuff that I know.
All right, Dean Wheeler's with us. Our number is 1-800-449. Can you hang with us for a few minutes, Dean?
Sure, Phil.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Dean publishes Bravo PsychOps newsletter, an insider information newsletter on the American military war on terror, as well as other information in the world of law enforcement. He's our guest at 1-800-449-8686. You've just said that the United States will attack Iraq this summer, that America is going to give the green light for India to use nuclear weapons.
That's right.
What does Bravo PsychOps mean?
Well, PsychOps is psychological operations. Bravo is a technical military term. And that's kind of my orientation. But I can tell you, Phil, what I know could get me killed. But I don't care because I think the American people should know some things.
You could, that's what I was going to say. You could have some people upset with you.
Well, let me tell you, Phil, I remember when I was a kid, nobody really paid any attention to me. All right, I wasn't very bright, I wasn't very good looking, I wasn't funny, and I wasn't good in athletics, but I was about 9 or 10, and I was living in North Beach, San Francisco, and I remember I saw my Uncle Jerry's car outside sitting on a hill, and I went out and I released the parking brake. Now, that sounds like a destructive thing for a kid to do, but what I did is I saw his car roll down the street and go through the front of an old Chinese restaurant that was down at the end of Polk Street where my family used to live.
Right.
And
you released the brake on this man's car.
Right, but I went into the house and I said, hey, everybody, Uncle Jerry's car just rolled down the hill. Do you want to know something? For the first time in my life, people paid attention to me. And so later on...
Well, I mean, they might have paid attention to you because you released the... because you went out and did it yourself.
Well, that doesn't... I'll give you another example. When the Challenger blew up, I was working as a bicycle messenger. And I remember I went in and I said to everybody, hey, the president's been shot. And they all paid attention to me, and then I said, no, I'm kidding. The Challenger blew up, and then they were just, all they could do was listen to me.
Because they wanted information.
Because they wanted information.
And ever since then, you've been in the information business?
I would say, yeah. I mean,
What other inside info do you have?
Well, there's going to be another terror attack this year.
Well, the government's already told us that there's a possibility of another terror attack.
Yeah, but listen to this, Phil. I have information that the next terror attack in America will be started by Al-Qaeda operatives. They're going to be working in this country. Now listen to how brilliant it is. They're going to steal. Now get this. There's no death or explosion. They're going to steal Christmas trees and eggnog. And they're going to try to destroy Christmas because they hate our religion. They hate Christians. And they're going to try to destroy Christmas. Now, this has been in the pipeline with Al-Qaeda since before 9/11. And this is something that the FBI is not even aware of. I've got contacts.
Wait. Al-Qaeda is going to hijack Christmas trees.
Right. What they're trying to do now is to take it completely out of our... in other words, we have the initiative so long as we think it's violent. Al-Qaeda is not going to be violent. They're going to try to destroy our national institutions, such as Christmas, by disrupting simple things. And so,
well, you can't steal every Christmas tree.
But if you disrupt the supply of Christmas trees, eggnog, ornaments, manger scenes, you can disrupt the way people celebrate Christmas. It is absolutely genius. I'm not saying I agree with it, but you've got to admire it. And that is going to be planned for this coming fall. Al-Qaeda is going to try to destroy our holiday season by hijacking eggnog, manger scenes, and the outdoor icicle lights that have become so popular. So I think we are looking at an organization that is not only violent, they're very creative.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dean Wheeler. He is with Bravo PsychOps Newsletter. He says that Al-Qaeda is planning a terror operation for this coming fall designed to disrupt Christmas You say there's not going to be any violence.
No violence, no explosions, nothing.
They're going to hijack eggnog delivery vans and Christmas trees.
Exactly. Now, this is information that only I have. And this is information that needs to be culled, it needs to be collated, and it needs to be looked at with a very, very creative eye. Oh, you'd be surprised the stuff that I know and the stuff that's going on out there.
All right. Some of this stuff is bizarre, though. I mean, the Al-Qaeda looking to hijack Christmas trees, and you see what I'm saying?
It is, but Phil, you have to be aware of the creative people that we're dealing with. They're not just violent people. They're very creative. Very creative.
1-800-449-8686. Kathy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I think you provide a very, very important and valuable public service. Appreciate the show. And I will find out if you know where Osama bin Laden is right now.
Do I know where he is?
Or any of his, like, close people?
No, I don't.
Mm. Any ideas?
No, not at all.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. You don't know where Osama bin Laden is?
No, I don't.
All right. Then you don't have all the information.
All right, there's some stuff I just don't know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Dean Wheeler is with us. Dean is with Bravo PsychOps Newsletter. You say you've got information that points to America attacking Iraq this summer.
That is correct, yeah.
And that we're going to give India the green light on using nuclear weapons.
That's correct.
And that Al-Qaeda is planning an operation for the United States this fall that will not involve violence or killing, but the hijacking of Christmas trees, eggnog, and everything else.
To disrupt Christmas, Phil, if you think about it, it is an absolutely brilliant plan. We are expecting Al-Qaeda to attack in violent ways that would compromise national security from the standpoint of our infrastructure. What they have decided to do is throw us a curveball, a Hail Mary pass, if you will. And they are looking to basically destroy Christmas by simply removing those elements that we are comfortable with.
Icicle lights, ornaments.
Every aspect of what makes Christmas enjoyable, exactly.
All right, here's Robert on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Robert, turn your radio down, will you?
My radio's off.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Dean, I can agree with you that attacking Christmas is a great psychological attack on
That's
the
U.S. Right. That's right.
But attacking the Christmas trees and ornaments and stuff is totally ridiculous. Now, I could see...
Well, you know, are you Al-Qaeda? Are you Al-Qaeda? Are you Al-Qaeda?
Pardon me?
Are you an Al-Qaeda operative?
No.
Well, then who are you to tell them how they're going to do it? I'm just telling you the information that I have.
Well, if that's the way they think, and we have nothing to fear, because that is the most
nothing to fear.
That is the most absurd strategy I could think. I could sit here in my truck thinking of a better one to attack Christmas.
This is the way you do it. Is simply there's no trees, there's no eggnog. How do you celebrate Christmas?
I celebrate Christmas with my family, watching traditional shows,
right?
Going to traditional churches, and celebrating mass and so forth.
And you don't put up a tree.
Sure, but how are you going to go to the market on trees? That is ridiculous.
You hijacked the Christmas tree trucks.
Well,
how many Christmas tree trucks are there?
After about the first two or three get hijacked, everyone's going to be onto that, and it's going to be a non-issue after
thousands
that.
Of crying kids missing Christmas trees, thousands of kids it's going to be a disaster. Believe me.
I can appreciate your intelligence on the Iraqi thing, the India.
See, you got to understand something. You got to understand something about Christmas. The Islams hate Christians and they hate Christmas.
Sure they do.
Okay. And so the first thing they want to do to piss us off, if you'll pardon my language, is to destroy Christmas.
But if their strategy is to attack icicles and ornaments, Christmas trees.
Well, you said they're going to hijack the trucks that carry the icicle lights?
Yeah, those are the new ones, right?
There's thousands of tree farms. I mean, there's no way that they can have the slightest impact on that.
Oh, yeah, well, no, wait a second. Yes, there is. If they're hijacking Christmas tree trucks and eggnog, there's going to be some guy that doesn't have a tree. He's going to get angry at a guy who does. You're going to have fights breaking out in Christmas tree lots.
There's a glut of trees.
Knife fights. I don't know, Robert. So a knife fight in a Christmas tree lot is something that doesn't bother you?
Well,
a knife fight in a Christmas tree lot. I mean,
well, what are you guys asking me?
What?
You know. Here's the thing. You said you had some information about Chandra Levy too.
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Well, I don't want to say right now. I'm just going to tell you, Christmas tree prices are going to skyrocket, and only the richest will have trees.
All right.
Don't be surprised if you can't put up your nativity scene this year.
Because well, what?
Because every ceramic donkey and Jesus and Joseph and Mary—they're all going to get burned by the Al Qaeda.
All right, listen, Robert, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Dean Wheeler. This is pretty bizarre.
Look, Phil, I work in the world of psychological operations, insider information. It's a very bizarre world. And it's a world unlike anything that you or any of your listeners know about. I work in a very covert and secretive world. Most of your listeners are out there just, you know, paying taxes and going to the store and buying milk and coming home and not doing anything very exciting. My life is extremely exciting. I have to deal with some of the worst scum of the earth to get the information that I have for my newsletter. Do you know that I had a knife held to my throat last week? Phil?
Yeah.
You know that?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay. You want to sit here and make fun of the information that I have?
Well, I don't want to make fun of it.
I had a knife put to my throat. As I had a notepad and a pencil, I was taking notes. The individual put that knife to my throat, told me that he would drive it into the lower stem of my brain if I gave him any crap at all. And then he proceeded to tell me about the Al-Qaeda hijacking ornament trucks.
Is it possible the guy that had the knife to your throat was nuts?
Oh, he was a psycho. There's no...
No. But what I'm saying is, you got the information about Al-Qaeda hijacking icicle light trucks and ornament trucks for Christmas from a guy who was holding a knife to your throat.
Sure.
Is it possible that he was out of his mind?
No.
Why?
I'd like to tell you, but I can't.
Come on, man. You got to give me something here.
No, I can't tell you.
Come on! A guy holds a knife to your throat. Where were you?
I can't tell you this, Phil.
You can't tell me anything.
Phil, I have people who would cut my genitals off, shove them into my mouth, and sew my mouth shut. If I told you.
So a guy holds a knife to your throat and he says this.
You know, a man laughs at me, and that's not a very good thing.
Look, sir, I don't mean to laugh at you.
Well, don't do it then.
A guy holds a knife to your throat and tells you that this Christmas, Al-Qaeda is going to hijack Christmas tree trucks, ornament trucks, icicle light trucks, and eggnog delivery vans.
Right.
And you say that he knows what he's talking about.
Look at Phil, don't put it past Al-Qaeda to take away the man himself.
Who's that?
Well, I don't know.
1-800-449. He don't even know where Osama bin Laden is. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
We'll be right back.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I refuse to give out that guy's, no, I'm not going to give his web address out because I think he's nuts. Because I looked at some of the stuff he's got on his newsletter here. Al-Qaeda plans on hijacking beer trucks. What's that going to do? That'll bring. They believe that hijacking the beer trucks of America will bring this country to a standstill. And they may be right. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686. On yesterday's show, Bud Dickman and David Hall were here. Once again, David, to badger me into allowing Bud some airtime because he's grooming Bud to be the next Rush Limbaugh. In fact, he wanted to debut a feature on the show called The Thoughts and Feelings of Bud Dickman.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
I want to try this new segment out.
Okay, what is it?
Bud Dickman's thoughts. Thoughts and feelings from Bud Dickman.
Thoughts and feelings from Bud Dickman?
Yes. Oh, excuse me. This doesn't meet with your approval?
Look, at David, you're the boss. I'll do anything you want. I don't know what that means.
It means he's going to come on with his different impressions and observations about life.
Is my show so bad that I need that?
You want the honest answer?
Yes. Go ahead. I know what it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. It is that bad. It is that bad. You got some guy on a couple of hours ago talking about how he's going to run off the Europe and sue his wife and kid. I'm trying to groom Bud to be the next Rush Limbaugh. So let him on your show.
You got to be putting me on.
Look, there's a lot of stiff competition. Your show sucks. That's established. Okay, so we need to find the next Rush Limbaugh. And I believe it's Bud Dickman. Damn you to hell, Hendry, if you're laughing right now.
I can't help it, okay?
You think that's funny?
Bud Dickman's the next Rush Limbaugh.
Yes! Yes! Suck on that! Now get him on and do it.
Where is he? Come on in, Bud.
Is it my turn now?
Yes, come in.
Is it my turn?
Yes, sit down.
And don't yell at the tard. Where's the music?
What music?
There's supposed to be Bud Dickman intro.
I gave it to him, Mr. Hall, but he threw it into the garbage and said there's no way he'd put me on his show.
Oh, you did you?
I thought he was kidding. I thought he was joking.
Joking about what?
I thought he was kidding when he said that David Hall approved Thoughts and Feelings with Bud Dickman.
Well, I did approve it.
Have you got the music there, Craig?
Go ahead, Bud.
Hi, everybody. I'm Bud Dickman, Thoughts and Feelings, and with me is Phil Hendry. And today, we're going to...
Wait a minute. I'm not part of this, am I?
Go ahead.
Today, we're going to talk about how a TV show spawned a phrase that will live down through the corridors of time. It's called, Who Wanna Be a Millionaire? You may remember the show. They ask a bunch of questions of people win a million. But there's one phrase that come out of that show. Is that your final answer? Well, there are other TV shows, too, come up with phrases, too. And, Phil, I'm going to ask you which show these different phrases come from.
And this is Thoughts and Feelings.
Just do it!
Okay, Bud, ask away.
All right. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. What show that from?
Are you going to answer him?
Well, what do you think I'm going to say to him? The Price is Right?
Wrong. Wheel of Fortune.
Now, do you see what I'm talking about?
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
Yeah.
The guy just said to me...
I heard what he said. He said that, is that your final answer? The statement from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Right.
And then he said, I'm going to give you phrases. Tell me what the show is.
Yeah, and he said, come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Right. What's the answer?
He said Wheel of Fortune.
Okay, move on to the next one.
Thanks, Mr. Hall. And
wait a second.
Hendry, you're up.
Wait a minute. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Wheel of Fortune.
Could it possibly be Price is Right?
No, it said here, Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, well. Where'd you get that, by the way, Bud?
I got off an internet site.
Think they might have been yanking your chain?
Just shut up and let me do it.
Go ahead.
All right. I'd like to buy a vowel.
I'd like to buy a vowel. That's from Wheel of Fortune.
No, Family Feud.
Are you an idiot?
All right, I told you not to call the tart an idiot.
Well, what does he mean, I'd like to buy a vowel? Family Feud.
Mr. Hall, every time I try to do something that's cool on a show, he make me look dumb.
I'm making you look dumb? I'm making you look dumb.
You see, Phil, the problem is you don't like the fact that Bud's going to be the next Rush Limbaugh. And I'm grooming him for that.
Yeah, you got a real winner here, man.
Well, if you're being sarcastic, I'll deal with you later.
How can you have this guy be the next Rush Limbaugh when he says, come on down, you're the next contestant on The Price is Right, is a phrase from Wheel of Fortune.
I think the kid's got great potential. Go ahead, Bud. Give us some of your feelings on the issues of the day. Like, what about them terrorists?
What's he doing?
He's clearing his throat.
I'm clearing my throat.
Oh, will you get to it?
I'm Bud Dickman. I think terrorism is bad. Just get your phone calls on that. 1-800-449-ASIS-ASIS.
What do you think? Jealous.
Hey, Bud, what show is this from? It's the NFL Game of the Week.
Tattletales?
Right.
Very good, Phil. You got into the spirit of it.
Yeah, you got it.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Anyway, don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. Let me see here. We've got our Teds of Beverly Hills bowling shirts. Place is falling apart. Teds of Beverly Hills bowling shirts and the Best of the Phil Hendry Show Year 2001 CD, Bring It. And our webcast archive, audio archives, listening live, or a 30-day archive, whatever you'd like. It's all there for you with a backstage pass. It's only $6.95 a month for the price of a pack of smokes and a Mickey's Wide Mouth. The Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com. There's also a couple of cute additions here. We have Margaret Gray sings the hits, and it's right here. Anyway, get out of here with it. But that's on the site, and we also, of course, our celebrity ass poll as well as Wall of Female Listeners. Go to the Wall of Female Listeners, and you'll see pictures of the only 15 women that listen to this show. And Craig added a little more audio today to our audio archive. So it's just a beautiful thing, and it's right there at philhendryshow.com. Well, they had another suicide bombing in Israel, and that's what you get when you call the troops off there, Ariel. That's what you get when you park the tanks and you let George Bush talk you into just parking the tanks and just kind of looking out through the turrets and just eating a ham sandwich and, you know, waiting for America to figure out what it wants to do. Boy, things were going so good, too. We had a nice, direct, clear, laser-pointed policy, and now all of a sudden it's getting blurry because, I don't get it, because Bush feels somehow friendly toward the Saudis, like he owes somebody some money down there. It's almost like a guy has got a, he's got like a gambling debt with one of these guys that he needs to kind of work off slowly. Yeah, yes, that's right, Craig. I said a Jew eating a ham sandwich. That's right. Because these are hard asses. These are Israelis. And so, park the tanks, you get another suicide bomber. Send the tanks in, and the suicide bombers go away. It's very simple. An eye for an eye, baby. You know, it's funny how that stuff works. The only way that you do battle with these people is total all-out war. Now, wait a second. Did I miss something somewhere? I understand what I'm talking about. People think, oh, have you got the guts to go and fight a war? Do you know what it is? Have you ever been in a war? Wait. You're acting as if we have a choice. We don't have any choice. We got no choice. Who are you going to sit down and talk to? They want to kill you and everything that you love. You want to sit down and chat with them about that? Bet you those guys in those planes back in September, if the passengers just sat down and discussed with them, maybe they wouldn't have flown them into those buildings. They're not interested. in talking with you. They're sending suicide bombers in. Now, the FBI just said that we can expect them here in the United States. How do you deal with people like this? You go to war with them. You deal with them with a gun. You deal with them at the point of a gun. You pull the trigger, and you kill as many of them as you can. That's how you deal with them. There's no other way of doing it. And if the proof isn't in the pudding, man, I don't know where you're going to find it. They had these suicide bombers. Sharon dropped a freaking hammer on them. They stopped. And then just as they started up again and he decided to roll the tanks, somebody from Washington, I'm assuming, said, hey, would you just maybe hold off a little bit because we're trying to develop a strategy for peace. There's no peace to be had until there is a good bloodletting. Not that I want that, not that I asked for it, not that I planned it myself, but those guys over there, whoever they are, whether it's Hezbollah, Hamas, the entire Arab world wants a piece of us, and I say it's time that we give it to them. They want a peace. They want to go toe-to-toe. They want to rock and roll. What are you going to do? You're going to sit in a stool in a corner and think maybe that they'll change their mind? The only thing to do is to go to war with these people. And if you don't believe me now, I guarantee your mind will be changed when the first one of them walks into a supermarket around here and blows himself up. I guarantee your mind will be changed then. And then we'll know what to do. Now, I know there are a lot of people that think, well, that'll scare us into paralysis. For the short term, yeah, you're right, because we're Americans and we're not used to that. We're used to getting our quarter pounder with cheese within 30 seconds. But once the message is sent, once we raise ourselves out of our stupor, we'll be fine. But that's the only way to deal with these people. And they're getting funded from Iran. They're getting funded by Iraq. They're getting funded by Saudi Arabia. They're being trained in Egypt. They're getting their money from Yemen. They're getting it from everywhere. They're getting it from all over the Middle East. So if you think we got a friend down there, try again. There isn't a friend to be had down there by the United States. Not a one. I just saw the thing today. It's another one. Went into a, what was it? It was a pedestrian mall. Blew himself up. Two people dead. Now they got the cabinet. Sharon had to fire a couple of guys. I don't know whether he's got anybody in his cabinet now that's got the stomach for what they need to do. But now he's got to meet them, you know, put these guys together and see if they got to plan another military strategy of some kind. But when you go in with a flamethrower and you root these rats out of their nest, then things quiet down. Funny how that happens, huh? Funny how they went into the West Bank and they bulldozed every last rat bastard one of them. And, oh, look at that. No suicide bombing. Is that a coincidence? Well, it didn't prove anything, Phil, because they came back. Yeah, it's a war. That's what happens. You trade shots. Right now, there is a propaganda battle going on that we are absolutely losing in that part of the world. There's a bullcrap war that's going on that we got no hope of winning. If we think we're going to go toe-to-toe with the Arabs when it comes to bullcrap, we lose. Every day, every minute, we lose. Because they can out-bullcrap us every day of the week, twice on Sunday. They're beautiful at it. I've never heard more crap coming out of one mouth than the collective mouths of the Middle Easterners when they open their yaps and start talking about us in Israel. It's just one endless stream of bullcrap. That's the one thing that got us beaten at. The thing that we can beat them at, unfortunately, because it's not a perfect world, is we got a few more guns than they do. And I think when the day is over, we've got far more committed people than they do. They got a bunch of poor kids willing to blow themselves up so they can go eat grapes in the Grand Beyond with seven virgins. They got some real, real stupid, easily manipulated, poor, impoverished kids. We have soldiers. They have half-starved, crazed street urchins. We have a professional military. I'll put my money with us any day of the week. So what are we afraid of? What exactly are we afraid of? Well, I don't think we're afraid of anything. I think Bush wants to play some kind of cutesy-poo politics down there. I think he wants to keep the oil spigot open long enough before he can get the deal done with Russia. Maybe he figures that the Saudi royal family, they're just tight, you know, like they were down, they were breaking bread, having barbecue with George, and maybe he thinks he's got friends there. He hasn't got a friend in the world down there. The only thing I've heard coming out of Iran or Iraq, if you want to talk about these real rabid Muslim states, is just the usual American baiting, you big Satan, flag-burning BS. You know, they pump their fists in the air, they burn a couple of flags, they scream, they yell, they do a couple of photo ops, then we go in, we drop a few of them smart bombs, and suddenly they're crawling out of their holes in the ground begging for their lives. Was it that long ago we don't remember the Gulf War? That thing started out with the Iraqis saying they were going to open the furnace of hell for our soldiers, and that it would be, what was Saddam Hussein? Oh, yeah, remember that one? The mother of all wars. Remember that? When it ended, there were Iraqis crawling out of their sand holes, pleading for their lives, crapping in their pants. Now, you think I'm talking like some big, brusque, ugly, American, hegemonist, chauvinistic, colonialist, imperialist, jive mother. I'm talking about something that is inevitable here. You think that I want to go off and have some kind of a field day, like I want to go off and I want to have a picnic. Let's go have a war because we haven't had one in a while. I didn't want this. They brought it to us. They brought this thing into our house. They're the ones that got a problem. I don't know what it is. Like I said, maybe they got taken off the nipple too soon. Well, who knows? You know, they're not getting enough of the Baywatch reruns. Something's going on over there. They're just pissed off at America. They brought it over to us. I'm saying, okay, you want to start this thing. You want to pick a fight with the biggest nation in the world, with the most, with the grandest tradition of defending the very basic liberties that only 200 years ago were unknown. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. You lose America, you lose the world. There is no world. We'll embark on a dark ages, the likes of which the world has never seen. This country goes down to crapper. The dark ages begin. Because this is the only hope this world has got. Right here, the good old USA. The only hope. And right now, we are encircled by these scumbags. Just like the barbarians at the gate in ancient Rome, just like the Visigoths and the Vandals, just like Rome deteriorating because of its own corruption and the invasion of the Vandals from the outside, the United States right now, we got a choice to make here, man. Either we stand up for the old red, white, and blue, baby, or we just let the whole thing go down a crapper, and we will embark on 300, 400-year dark ages on this planet. I ain't kidding. It happened after the fall of Rome. It'll happen after the fall of America. We have got to, I'm telling you right now, cinch it up, stand up, do a little pubic hair check, and get into the war a little bit. Now I got this president who, you know, not too long ago was talking tough. Now he wants everybody to chill out. The only chilling out I'm going to do is a big, tall bottle of malt liquor in about 48 hours. What's today? Yeah, it'd be about 48 hours. All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.